promise he was a bold forester. And the keeper of our king's beer. Evelyn, she been a young woman. Lord Thomas, he loved her so dear. Lord Thomas, he loved her so dear. Come riddle me, mother, Lord Thomas, he said, and riddle me all in one, whether I should marry fair Eleanor, or should bring the brown girl home, or should bring the brown girl home. Now the brown girl, she has got houses and land, while fair Elena, she has none. Therefore, I tell thee on my blessing, do bring the brown girl home. Yes, to bring the brown girl home. Now as it fell out on a high holiday, as many more did beside, Lord Thomas he went to fair Eleanor's, that should have been his bride, that should have been his bride. And when he come to fair Eleanor's door, and loudly the bell did ring, there was none as ready as fair Eleanor for to rise and let him in. Yes, to rise and let him in. What news, Lord Thomas, she said. What news, come now, tell unto me. I am here to bid thee to my wedding, and that's bad news for thee. And that's bad news for thee. Oh, God forbid, Lord Thomas, she said, that such a thing should be done. For I had thought to have been thy bride, me own self, and for you to have been the groom. Come, little me, mother, fair Eleanor said, and riddle me all in one, whether I should go to Lord Thomas's wedding, or whether I should stay at home. Oh, whether I should stay at home. Now there are some that are thy friends, daughter, but there are more that are thy foes. Therefore, I tell thee on my blessing, do Lord Thomas's wedding do not go. Yes, to Lord Thomas's wedding do not go. If there were none that were my friends, mother, and a thousand that were my foes, betide my life, betide my death, to Lord Thomas's wedding I will go. Yes, to Lord Thomas's wedding I will go. And she has dressed herself all in milk white, and the merry men all in green, and every town that they went through, oh, they took her to be some queen. Yes, they took her to be some queen. And when she come to Lord Thomas's hall, and loud lie the bell did ring, there was none as ready as Lord Thomas himself for to rise and let her in. To rise and let her in. And he has taken hold of her lily white hand, and he has led her up the hall. He has placed her above his own bride, among the gay ladies all, among the gay ladies all. Now is this thy bride, Lord Thomas, she said, methinks she looks wondrous brown. When thou couldst have had me as fair a lady as ever trod foot to ground, as ever trod foot to ground. Oh, despise her not, Lord Thomas, he said. Oh, despise her not now unto me. Oh, better I love thy little finger than I do a whole body. Than I do a whole body. Now the brown girl, she had a little penknife that cut both keen and sharp, and between fair Eleanor's long and short ribs she has stabbed her to the heart. She has stabbed her to the heart. Now Lord Thomas, he has cut off his own bride's head, and he has dashed it against the wall. He has leant his sword against the ground, and on the point did fall. And on the point did fall. Oh, take me a grave, Lord Thomas, he said, both long and wide and deep, and place fair Eleanor by my side, and the brown girl at my feet, and the brown girl at my feet. Now Lord Thomas, he was buried beneath the church wall, and fair Eleanor in the choir, and out of fair Eleanor grew a red, red rose, and out of Lord Thomas a briar, and out of Lord Thomas a briar. And they grew to the chancel top, till they could not grow any higher. And they met and entwined in a true lover's knot, for all of the people to admire. all of that people to end.